only time now in the Young People Church of the Air program, and we've asked the young lady, Jean Miles. Jean, where is your home?
Patterson, New Jersey.
And you're glad you're trusting the Lord as your Savior?
Certainly am.
Tell us about it, will you?
You know, some guess so, some trust so, some think so, some hope so, but I know that I'm saved. Because on March 7th, 1937, I accepted the Lord as my own personal Savior while listening to the YPCA broadcast. I praise the Lord that He has put a new song in my heart, even praise unto my God since then.
Thank you. Ann Mullins, Ann, I understand that some years ago you were listening to the YPCA when you were a little younger than you are now and found the Lord as your Savior. Tell us about it, will you?
Not many years ago, when I was sitting in a comfortable chair in our living room, someone told me to turn to the broadcast, and I did, not knowing what in the world I'd hear. I had always gone to church, but I'd never wanted to. My parents had taken me just because they thought it was the thing to do. From that day on, John 1:12 became real to me, and my life was changed. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. From then on, I knew that God had a plan for every person. We weren't to be in confusion, but we could be his child by believing on his name.
Thank you. Another young fellow, Andrew Telford, one of our speakers this week. You're a little over the teenage, are you not?
I may be.
You may be, yes. I would guess so. Tell us whether you're glad you're a Christian.
I'll never cease to praise the Lord for the salvation that came to my heart when in 1917, in a bedroom on a farm on the north shore of Lake Ontario, God, for Christ's sake, forgave me my sin and made me his child forever. Praise the Lord.
Good. Well, that was certainly to the point.